where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
A coordinated effort is underway to deliver two pieces of equipment to Suncor's Sarnia refinery today. The refinery says the first item was being transported by truck along Hill Street in Corunna to St. Clair Parkway before it was expected to enter the refinery off River Road before noon. Another item is being delivered between 1 and 2 this afternoon. It'll be traveling along Highway 40 Churchill Road over the Vital Street overpass and enter the refinery off River Road. The company says the equipment is needed for a period of planned maintenance. While no road closures or traffic delays were expected, Suncor said the trucks would have an escort and would be traveling at a reduced speed. A Sarnia motorist is without a set of wheels today after a traffic stop in Grand Bend over the long weekend. Lambton OPP said a vehicle was spotted traveling 116 kilometers an hour, nearly twice the posted 60 kilometers an hour speed limit. The 21-year-old driver has been charged with stunt driving and their license has been suspended for 30 days. The vehicle was impounded for 2 weeks. A representative from the Canadian National Fireworks Association offered some guidance to the village of Point Edward as council considers possible changes to its fireworks bylaw. The CNFA's mission is to promote fair access and safety in the sale and use of fireworks. Chief Advocacy Officer Aline Conji told fire committee members they believe education is the key to compliance.
Yes, there are statutes that govern how fireworks should be used. The problem is people generally don't know what those rules are. The Government of Canada's rules are available on the Government of Canada's website, and they are to inform your neighbours ahead of time, respect the environment, prepare ahead of time, be safe when using fireworks, celebrate responsibly, and of course, clean up when you're done using fireworks.
Conji said enforcing a ban would be really challenging. The committee asked staff to report back with the fire chief's thoughts and recommendations at the March 12th meeting. The up and down temperature this winter has caused fluctuating sap production levels. Bill Vandenberg of Ryan's Sweet Maple in Lambton Shores says they tapped their trees in late January and saw a small run. He says this isn't the first time they've had such an early start to the season.
Back during the 90s, there's 2 or 3 years in a row when actually the season started very early. So unusual, but it has happened before.
Meanwhile, Gary Gillard of Gillard Maple Syrup says they tapped on February 10th and production wasn't great to start. Warmer daytime temperatures this week should benefit them. Stats Canada says the country's annual inflation rate fell to 2.9% last month. The sharp decline comes after inflation ticked up to 3.4% in December. Sunny this afternoon, high of 6 or 43. Clear tonight, wind becoming south 20 kilometers an hour after midnight. A low of minus 1 or 30 with an overnight wind chill minus 7. I'm Melanie Irwin.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.